Hey y'all, this podcast contains potentially disturbing content. Our show includes graphic references to topics such as sexual abuse, self-harm, violence, eating disorders, explicit language, and sexual acts. Listener discretion is advised. This show is for mature audiences only.
Good morning and slay. Slay, bitch, slay all day because you're listening to the Queer LDC Podcast. I'm Nino, local construction daddy and podcast fatty. My pronouns are he, him. Thank you for asking. I have with me here my fabulous cohort.
Hey, y'all, it's Christoph here, your city top liaison. My pronouns are he, him, and that motherfucker.
Dr. Mikey here, your professional chismoso. Tell me all your secrets. My pronouns are he, she, all of them.
So what do you have for us today, Nino?
Oh, you know, just some quirky and queer events, quirky and queer events, quirky and queer events, quirky and queer events, queer. Take a sip, you big stupid bitch. All right, so this is a quirk tea. And the queer events, this is where we get into the L, G, B, and the T of it all. Sometimes we get a little Q, too, if you know what I mean.
Oh, we know what you mean, girl. So what are the queens talking about this week?
Today and gay. Gay whales are gay.
Duh.
Drag queens marry in Montana. Today in homophobia. LGBTQ plus people protest in Florida over Republican conversion therapy bill. Today in transphobia, Texas AG Paxton demands PFLAG provide names, addresses of trans members.
The fuck?
Insane. Also in transphobia, Missouri Republicans want to force teachers to register as sex offenders for supporting trans students. Also in transphobia, murder of black trans woman Pebbles LaDime Doe becomes first federal hate crime trial held on basis of gender identity. And Westboro Baptist Church blames Neck Benedict for his own death and will protest his school. Today in What the Fuck, RuPaul's new online bookstore faces backlash for selling anti-LGBTQ plus and right-wing titles. The fuck? Do any of you bitches know about any of these quirkies?
Do not.
I'm just going to talk about RuPaul real quick. RuPaul, their bookstore, for some reason, it's like selling all these titles, including like shit from Adolf Hitler. It's selling Mein Kampf and just like shit from Matt Gaetz and other random right-wing conservative shit. So like they're not vetting anything, I guess, that they're selling. They're just kind of selling everything, even though they're claiming that the business is like supposed to be like LGBTQ plus voices, kind of like
type of deal.
Or like minority voices, you know, uplifting.
Is this like online?
Yeah,
or
it's
is this
an
like
bookstore.
An online bookstore? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Alstora, a new online bookstore co-founded by RuPaul, Adam Powell, and Eric Cervini, is facing backlash for stocking anti-LGBTQ plus and extremist right-wing titles. The site previously operated as shopqueer.co with the aim of protecting and promoting LGBTQ plus literature while offering authors fair compensation. However, since Powell and Cervini launched it a year ago, the business has grown so rapidly that they needed some help from a legend, namely RuPaul, who joined as co-founder and chief creative officer. The Emmy Award-winning drag star was announced as the newest member of the team on March 4th, as ShopQueer.co also confirmed its rebrand to Alstora. They show like a post from this thing, Alstora. While unveiling the changes, the marketplace maintained that its mission to empower all authors and elevate all stories, especially those from marginalized communities, with writers reportedly earning double what they receive from other outlets. Alstora further pledged that queerness would remain a core part of the company's identity, adding, in quotes, "We were founded by two drag queens and a gay historian, after all." With the new chapter, the shop's catalog of books have grown from 3,000 to 10 million titles as part of its launch. The company's Rainbow Book Bus will travel across the U.S. aiming to fight book bans by teaming up with local LGBTQ plus organizations to distribute thousands of books by the end of the year. However, while the company's expansion was initially celebrated, eagle-eyed shoppers have been quick to call out Alstora for stocking anti-LGBTQ LGBTQ+, and extremist right-wing texts, including from Riley Gaines, Robbie Starbuck, Kirk Cameron, and even Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
Let's see, one commenter wrote, "So I just went to the website for the first time. You're selling Nazi and anti-woke books and calling this a safe space for queers? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Please fix your website." Let's see. Another expressed, "This is not a queer bookstore at all. Typical rainbow capitalism." Another person described it as a scammy online bookstore and hot garbage. At the time of writing, garbage. The right-wing titles remain on the site and the company has yet to make a statement. The controversy surrounding the bookstore comes as RuPaul today releases his new memoir, The House of Hidden Meanings, from GCN Gay Community News.
I mean, they got 10 million fucking books on their online store. I don't think that they like approved for them. I mean, they had to do some, and anything new, you still had to do vetting. Things going to happen.
I guess
so. It's not like, right. It's not like they did that shit on purpose.
That's fucking funny though, but not funny, but like of all the things that you got onto your website that you're selling, is
like legit.
Like I get it. Like you probably have no idea.
Right.
You probably just like signed up for some shit. All titles.
Right. Technically.
And then, yeah. That's funny. Vet your shit, guys. Figure it out.
Right.
Dang. Yeah. Fix that shit. Is it still up? I'm trying to search for it.
For what?
If the books are still up.
They probably... Oh, no. Because it looks like this article was probably from yesterday. So ain't no telling when this shit happened.
It's hot off the press, girl.
Right. Fresh.
That's funny. I mean, okay, I understand. Like, y'all grew very, very quickly, but, like, I don't know.
Right, they should have some fucking keywords
like
that should
filters,
be able to
like,
filter,
yeah.
Right, filter shit out.
Like, we're not selling these.
Right.
I mean, I feel like it's obviously a mistake, right?
Well, yeah.
I would think it's obviously a mistake. I would hope so.
RuPaul's like, no.
Right?
I defend this. Freedom of speech, bitch. What else is out there?
That old stupid... I don't even want to read this one, but of course we had to expect crazy motherfucking shit from Westboro Baptist Church. It's like they just say the stupidest shit and do the stupidest shit. But... The anti-LGBTQ+ Westboro Baptist Church intends to stage a protest at next Benedict's Oklahoma High School this week, accusing the teen, his parents, and his grandmother of being responsible for his death. On this website, the Topeka, Kansas-based hate group currently lists two public preachings events for Wednesday, March 6th in Owosso, Oklahoma. The group, which is infamous for God hates the F word sign, its members will protest the Owosso Public School Board as well as on Wednesday. But Benedict, a 16-year-old transgender student, died on February 8th. We all remember, unfortunately, that happened. And I don't think they even continue to say if them little bitches is going to be charged. But on Friday, the public school superintendent, Dr. Margaret Coates, responded to the news of Westboro Baptist protest. OPS is aware that the church's the activation based in Kansas. OPS is aware that Westboro Baptist Church, an activist organization based in Kansas that routinely engages in disruptive protests, has planned to visit their school on the 6th. But technically, they ain't doing shit. I guess since they're not going to be on school property, ain't nothing going to fucking happen. So
all of a sudden, protests are protected.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like district leaders are working closely with our law enforcement partners to monitor the situation, and I will provide you with updates as needed. But following outcry from the LGBTQ+ community and that other organizations, and the Department of Education said Friday that it will launch an investigation onto the public schools to determine whether the district failed to appropriately respond to alleged harassment of students.
It doesn't really make sense. Like, how are you protesting a death of somebody? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, I protest you dying because I just hate everything you stand for. So now, you already got murdered by people who hate you. So, but I'm still bitching about it.
Correct.
Like, what the fuck?
They have no fucking moral.
It's not the first time. I think they've done this like to several people, right? Where they go and like protest their funerals. Like, I don't understand. You know,
special hell in the place for them, but
right? You know. Like, you know, I love to believe like the best in people, but like there's just no explanation for this or for Westboro Baptist Church. Like, I just don't understand it. Like, and like if you're like, how do you follow something that like has so much hate behind it, you know?
I know.
That's the thing for me.
It's pretty disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Following the tragic death of Nex Benedict, a trans teen of Choctaw ancestry, the U.S. Department of Education has opened a formal investigation into whether the 16-year-old's Oklahoma school district failed to appropriately respond to alleged harassment, according to a letter released Friday. Benedict, whom friends said used both he, him, and they, them pronouns, was reportedly attacked in a bathroom in Owosso, right?
That's what I was saying. Or trying to, at least.
Owosso High School by three girls on February 7th. Benedict collapsed at home the following day, after which they were rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead. His death sparked national outrage in weeks since, with protests and calls for the removal of Oklahoma Superintendent of Public Instruction. On February 21st, HRC President Kelly Robinson wrote to the Department of Education asking the office to investigate whether the documented instances of bullying, violence, and harassment against Nex that had taken place over the course of the previous school year violated Nex rights under Title IX of Education Amendments Acts of 1972, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex. The Department of Education responded to HRC on March 1st, stating that the letter, they would open an investigation. In a press release on Friday, Robinson expressed gratitude to the Department of Education for investigating the incident. Nex Benedict deserved to go to school without fear of bullying and should be alive today, Robinson said.
Mm-hmm.
No investigation will ever be able to make up for the loss of Nex's life, but the investigation is an important step toward ensuring that all students in Owosso public schools can learn free from discrimination or harassment. As the investigation continues, we can all honor Nex's life by fighting against the wave of anti-trans bills and rhetoric sweeping the country. Many of these efforts are focused on demonizing transgender and gender expansive youth specifically, including the false suggestion that the presence of transgender or non-binary youth in girls' restrooms is inherently predatory. The letter reads, one of these laws passed in 2022 restricts trans students from using bathrooms and changing facilities that don't align with sex on their birth certificate. The letter also cites an article of the UK newspaper The Independent, which noted that Benedict's peers reportedly stated bullying him in earnest just a few months after the law was enacted. Body cam footage released last week by the Owosso Police Department shows Benedict describing three girls making fun of him and his friend because of the way that we dress. Nex said they poured water on the girls, and in response, they said that the girls started beating the shit out of me. The officer interviewing Nex and their mom told them that if Nex had not poured water on one of the girls, thereby initiating the fight, Nex would have been a true victim of assault and battery. Benedict was discharged from the hospital but collapsed at the home the next day. He was pronounced dead after being rushed to the hospital. While the Owosso Police Department initially stated that Nex did not die as a result of trauma, they've since stated that they have not ruled out the fight as a factor of Nex's death. So yeah. And then you're going to go, what? Protest? The fuck? Fuck you.
It's ridiculous.
They don't got no fucking sense. No way.
Blah. Like, I don't know. And I bet, are they getting, like, tax? Are they, like, considered a church, right? So they're getting all these tax cuts?
Yeah, huh?
That's some bullshit.
That is some bullshit. How the fuck?
Maybe we should get a church called Eastboro. Church.
We should. And just employ, like, Mormonist tactics on them.
Yep. Eastboro Gay Church.
Eastboro Gay Church. That will be the name of our church that we begin. You know, the one that I keep talking about starting?
Yeah, see, there you go. Boom.
Thank you for titling our new church. Tax-free, baby.
Thank you.
Way to be.
What's next?
Any thoughts on that?
No, just Just want to.
I know. Bring my neck around. Anytime I see a video of them, it just makes me like my blood boil. It just makes me want to fight them. I don't know what if I would do if I see them in person. I don't know. To see like such like obscene and vicious and violent hate.
I don't. You see, it, touche, but I also feel like I don't even give them the time of day. Like, I don't even want them to even think that I, for some, like, I don't even, because I feel like they get joy off that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even hear you, my guy. Like, I can block you out, and but there are people who, like, go out and, like, you know, do stuff in front of them and shit like that. That takes courage, and it also, I feel like it fuels them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm making a man look at them and drop that ass low. Like,
there's definitely that type of person who just likes, who gets off on like upsetting other people, making
right,
people
yeah.
mad, just being anti and bitchy and stupid.
Because if nobody mm-hmm. said nothing to them the whole day, they'd be like, damn, like, did I just waste my time? Like, I would feel like, you know, like, nobody came up and no argued with me today. Yeah, because we don't give a fuck. We got more shit to be worried about than your little fucking hating ass.
I think my concern is just in like, it normalizes things, you know? Like, it normalizes like heteronormativity and like anti-gayness and anti-transness.
Yeah, they're extreme, but they are on that, they're on the enforcing end of like the nasty shit that the like lame homophobes won't do,
right?
You
know
what I mean?
Right.
Like, I feel lame homophobes would be like, I agree with you, but you know, you don't gotta say it like that. You know,
I feel like they would just be like, and they can do whatever they want, and just, they just let it go. You know what I mean? They're like, well, I agree. I'm not gonna get my hands dirty, but I don't give a fuck.
Someone's doing the work,
right?
So I think that's crazy. My concern, you know, because like they go and protest like these big events, and they're out in the streets and a lot of people pass by, you know, like that's a lot of like influence. And then also like the queer people that see this too, like I think us as older queer adults, like we've built up a certain level of resiliency, but the youth still haven't developed that. They're still trying to figure themselves out.
That's true.
I mean, not even just the fucking families, like how fucked up
with
that?
I'm talking about like more of a like at a parade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about like at different like scenarios of like necks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Give them hell. You know what I'm saying? But like when they just have like when most like at pride parades and stuff, mm-hmm. they'll be out there and everybody, that's what like don't even pay no mind. We all having a good time. Be with our family and friends and loved ones. That's the I'm not talking about like that otherness.
Mm. Yeah. I remember one time I was protesting for I think Prop 8 and someone came over to our side and they started like praying over us. Yeah,
gross.
As we're protesting, it was ridiculous.
Cast it out.
Right, gay be gone.
Pray for yourself.
I remember once when I was at Mardi Gras and we were in like the gay part, there were these like I don't know if it was Westboro, but there's definitely some crazy church people with signs saying that we're all like going to hell, we need to repent, la 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 la. I'm like, oh god,
yeah.
Get me out of here. They had like a loudspeaker.
Oh yeah, they love a fucking loudspeaker,
right? Mm-hmm. Gotta kill everyone.
Like, go to
them
on the mountaintop then, motherfucker,
right?
Shit,
this is not the way.
And that's fucking crazy. So the Missouri Republicans want to force teachers to register as fucking sex offenders.
That's
for supporting
insane.
Trans students. Excuse me? Now, what kind of job is this? So if I support somebody, I got to now label my, I got to go and register as a sex offender?
Yeah.
So a new bill proposed in the Missouri House of Representatives is one of the most extreme pieces of anti-LGBTQ plus legislation against educators yet. House Bill 2885, introduced by Republican Rep. Jamie Gregg, will charge teachers who support a transgender student social transition with a Class E felony, threatening them with a fine of $10,000.
You're going to take half their pay?
Damn, right. That's damn near. And then up to 5 years in prison and forcing them to register as a sex offender. The bill defines social transition as the process by which an individual adopts the name, pronouns, gender expression, such as clothing or haircuts that match the individual's gender identity and not the gender assumed by the individual's sex at birth. A person commits this offense of contributing to social transition if the person is acting in his or her official capacity as a teacher or a school counselor and the person provides support. regardless of whenever the support is material, information, or other resources to a child regarding social transition, it reads. First of all, that's so you trying to get somebody who their job is to support a student, regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going to now
do what?
Charge me as a fucking sex offender?
Yeah. Why? My concern is, like, why do they want people to out all these trans people? Like, okay, you find out, and then what are you going to do next?
Yeah, what is the next thing?
Right. You know, you're not...
I don't...
You know, like, you're not going to stop people from being trans. You're just going to... You're pushing them into the closet. You're harming them psychologically. Right. But, like, you're not getting rid of trans people.
Is it just to send the message to the next generation? Like, don't be
fucking right, that's
trans.
Pretty much it, see? And that's why...
I mean, but even still, like... You're not gonna eradicate trans people from future generations, right? It's a natural process. It's part of the spectrum, you know.
Right.
Like, trans people are always going to exist.
Because in the same note, they have that attorney general in Texas who wants like the names of all the trans people from PFLAG, and he's like, and I'm like, what the fuck? And he's trying to like get fucking hospital information from like out of state too. I'm what? Like, what the fuck? You're really going out of your fucking mind.
Out of your way and out of your motherfucking mind.
Just to attain a list of trans people for fucking
for
what? Do you need the list for?
For what?
Extermination purposes? Like, what the fuck?
It's like the lavender scare all over again.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. What do you need that for?
Yeah.
See, that's just why voting is important. Not to... Happy voting day.
Happy voting day.
Go make a change, y'all.
But yeah, that's fucking crazy.
But yeah, I don't know. I just don't get it. What else is in there?
Oh, so ironically, Missouri, they have over 550 anti-LGBTQ plus bills.
The fuck?
In 2023. What in the fuck? So
what can gay people and trans people do still?
And 80 of the motherfuckers was passed into law. The state currently has 35 anti-LGBTQ plus bill advancing, all of which were first introduced this year, according to the American Civil Liberties Union. Attorney and activist Alejandra Curbelo called the legislation insane in a post on X, formerly Twitter, writing, "A teacher in Missouri could be charged with a felony and put on the sex offender registry for using them, they pronouns for a student. That is insane. Respecting a student is now a crime." So the journalist Aaron Reed added to it, "It's rare to see an anti-trans bill that haven't been written before." She said that, well, something like this could pass, even in a Republican-dominated state legislature, in a much more fascist right-wing anti-trans government, should they win. It wouldn't surprise me. So then you ain't going to have no teachers. Then you're going to then the only thing you're going to have is have these fucking... crazy motherfuckers being teachers now they teaching your kids all type of crazy shit.
I mean that's their goal. Like,
that's what they write.
Have
they
you heard of a project, was it 2025?
No, what was that one?
Project 2025 is where they're saying there's going to be a rush of Christian nationalism.
Well, I think you did you send me something on that?
Maybe.
I think you did.
Mm-hmm. It's very conspiracy theory, but like so that's what the whole thing is, like, that's going to be set into motion when Trump gets elected.
None of them are like this. I just see no love. Because I thought the old Heavenly Father was all about love and understanding. And
yeah.
I'm looking at Florida again.
Girl.
And they're like, so they're saying that they want to put conversion therapy back on so insurance can cover it.
The fuck?
Yeah. So... even though it's already been like debunked as bullshit, they're like, no, we want you to be able to pay for it through insurance. So they're going to charge a bunch of people extra money just to be more anti-LGBTQ+. And it's kind of like, where are all of these? Is there just like going to be a great migration of like LGBTQs into places that we probably can't afford? Well, if you're coming from Florida, I don't know.
No, Florida is like way lowest compared to like California. I think most of these anti-gay states are way lower cost of living.
I mean, I guess you just have to like research and just be like, where are the like the quote unquote friendly states?
Shit, ain't no more friendly there. States.
Where the fuck?
Yeah.
The ones that's classified as friendly or like labeled as friendly is
this rainbow passing these motherfucker
right, these passing yeah. these motherfucking anti-LGBTQ plus laws. They're not friendly.
I don't know. But I don't know. I think if people move, then like you're creating a divide. Not a divide, yeah. but it's like
yeah.
it feels very civil war-y.
But it's also like you can't like straight people keep regenerating gays. Like even if all the gays move, the little babies will grow up to be gay adults, mm-hmm. right? They're still gonna be stuck there and stranded.
Yeah,
so they can move out or just like grow up closeted, because then that's the world you're gonna live in. Is you're gonna like all the gays are gonna move away, and then you're gonna be extra isolated,
right?
And then it's already gonna be so taboo, and it's like you've already been like traumatized through everything you've heard about like anti-gay shit. So you're just gonna be closeted, I guess, forever until you can move away.
And we've that's happened before. We've tried that, unsuccessful. mm-hmm.
Cycle repeats.
It does. I feel like we're like in the 50s again.
It's so weird, right? Like thinking like we have to be doing this again.
Like when, and I think this is the issue with politics. Like we're fighting for all these things, but then like they get threatened again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? How can you go? No takesy backsies. Like how can you do that?
Yeah.
It ain't even been like how many motherfuckers? It ain't even been 10 years.
Yeah, probably not.
Like, it's still in the fucking growing phase. Like,
yeah.
We just been had the right to marry and do all this shit, and then everybody like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you just take it away? Like,
yeah.
You already ruled that you believe that, yes, you can have it. And yeah. then, oh, just kidding.
And then they're very particular about which ones, like, which things can be changed and which ones are, like, have to stay, you know, like
yeah
it's way like they the people who are POC or queer, those ones are like you're able to change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very selective. Okay, even if Florida passes that bill of conversion therapy to be covered by insurance. Therapy guidelines, it's unethical to do conversion therapy with the license. So okay, like, even it shouldn't, in theory, happen. And if someone is doing conversion therapy, then they probably don't have a license.
Right.
So you shouldn't be seeing them. And if they do have a license doing conversion therapy, report them to the board and they'll lose their license. Because they do not need to be no therapist.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But they'll just probably hire some fucking hoo-ha off the street.
I mean, they'll be a life coach.
Right.
Not to shit on life coaches, y'all.
Are I mean,
but people use these titles and power to do harm. You know, not that obviously psychology has its own issues, but like, yeah, I just don't understand that, like how we can get it right and then it's like, okay, never mind, we're going to change it. And that goes into my issues with politics lately, is that like we're having parties that are like leaning into that. It's like, oh yeah, we'll get you your rights, and then they get us our rights, but then we lose them right away, like because they're not really protecting us.
Yeah,
like if they want to protect us, they need to protect us on the federal level, and no one's doing that.
Yeah, like every 4 years your rights are up for
right? Like my fucking license and shit. Like
legit. What the fuck?
Depending on who you vote for.
Oh wait, like yeah, legit. Like, it has been.
Shit. That's damn. Not fair.
It's not. No, I'm not. I'm not gonna pick that up. I'm not gonna do it. That shit fucking sucks. Oh yeah, but for the first time in America history, a federal hate crime is being held for a gender identity based murder. On February 24th, 2024, in a process that took an estimated 4 hours, a jury found Daquan Ritter, 26, guilty of murdering Pebbles Ladime Doe, a 24-year-old black transgender woman who was killed in Allendale County, South Carolina on August 4th, 2019. The U.S. Department of Justice alleges that one day of Doe's murder, Ritter pursued the woman into driving to a remotely populated rural county in South Carolina. Ritter shot her 3 times in the head after they reached an isolated area near her relative's home. Prosecutors accused Ritter killed Doe because of her actual and perceived gender identity. and to hide their sexual relationship, including his own sexual identity. In February of last year, Ritter faced a 5-count federal indictment charge with one hate crime count, one federal firearm count, and one obstruction count involving the investigation of Doe's murder. So they go on to say that another individual was involved and was charged with 2 obstruction offenses for providing false and misleading statements to authorities investigating the murder. His name was Xavier Pinkney. Admitted that he hid information from state authorities regarding the use of his phone to call and text Doe the day she was murdered and lied to state investigators about seeing Daquan Ritter on the morning of her death. The hate crime count against Ritter can carry a maximum penalty of life imprisonment. The counts charged against both men were obstruction of justice carry a maximum penalty of 20 years of imprisonment. The count charging Pinkney with lying to federal investigators carry a maximum penalty of 5 years imprisonment. We want the Black trans community to know that you are seen and heard, that we stand with the LGBTQ plus I community, and that we will use every tool available to seek justice for victims and their families. That's what the Assistant Attorney General Christian Clark of the Justice Department Civil Rights Division stated. Federal hate crime laws did not include offenses motivated by the victim's sexual orientation or gender identity until 2009. The first conviction motivated by a victim's gender identity was in 2017. So currently, South Carolina has no hate crime law. As a result, the state relies on the Federal Bureau of Investigations and federal prosecution to address crimes that are motivated by prejudice on ethnicity, sexual orientation, religion, or, in this case, gender. Fatal violence perpetrated against the transgender community, especially against Black transgender women, has been a constant trend across decades and continues to be on the rise. Cultural stigma and an inherently transphobic global society fuel these hates, crimes, and dehumanize trans people, resulting in a higher susceptibility to violence, sexual assault, and aggravated or simple assault compared to cisgender people. At this time of Doe's passing, her death was the 15th known case of deadly violence against the transgender community in 2019, and the second in South Carolina within the past several weeks, following the murder of Denali Berries Stuckey, a Black trans woman who was fatally shot in North Charleston. According to the Human Rights Campaign, Doe loved ones remembered her on social media, a bright personality who showed love and was the best to be around. A friend also posted, "If I knew my friend was Friday was going to be my last time seeing you, I would have hugged you even tighter." Let's take a moment out for LaDime. Moment of silence. And hopefully the motherfuckers get the full maximum life.
They probably, I think they, I mean... Yes, it is.
Because, I mean, that's the first, I mean, who knows? The judge, these judges, you don't have to say so, so.
Interesting.
It's fucking crazy, yo. I'm sick with America.
Well, now I'm you've been outed. Yes. Like.
It's like, right, so now you're about to go to prison, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could have just came out, been with her, and called it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Guess that seems like a better choice to some people.
Yeah.
That's kind of just like goes to like what we were saying before about like, it doesn't matter if they charge these mass shooters that they're they, them. Like, it's still a hate crime.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're still going to get charged with a hate crime.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, but this county doesn't have, they don't have that law. North Carolina don't have that law. So if the FBI or the FBI has to investigate and do all that stuff.
You know, I think
that's probably why it took so fucking long since 2019.
Yeah. I get like state rights, get it. But I think there are just some rights that should just be equivocal across the fucking board. Like hate crimes.
Yeah.
Like the right to marry, like anti-discrimination laws, anti-discriminatory housing laws, like,
right.
This should not be up to debate from state to state. You know, it should just be a national, like, yeah.
Anyways, is that it? For these fucking quick teas?
I am no longer thirsty.
I think I had enough.
For tea.
Okay, let's go on a break.
Bye.
Break it is.
Break time.
Hey y'all, Christoph here, and we at the Queer LBC just want to say thank you again for all your love and support But we also wanted to let you know that you can hit that like button, boo. But we really, really, really do appreciate a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts at. You can also follow us on Instagram at QueerLBC to get updates on the shows and more. Also, shit, tell a friend about us. Get the word out. You know, we your favorite LGBTQ plus podcast in the LBC, baby.
And we're back. So today I wanted to talk about leather and BDSM. Yes, today we're getting down and dirty. But first off, I wanted to introduce you to our very special guest. Everybody, I'd like to introduce you to Homo Clown. Welcome, Homo Clown, to the studio, everybody. Please identify yourself. Would you like to tell us about you? Are you part of the Rainbow Mafia? What's the deal? Who are you? Why?
Why? Oh, that's a really good question, too. Well, I'm not really part of the Rainbow Mafia. I'm more so like, I had a lot of gangbangs.
Closer to the mic.
Does that count as a mafia? Did I have to be Italian as well? Or like mafia's Italian only?
No. They can be of any.
They're just different. I think mafia is like the
Italian word for
gang. Gang.
I think it just signifies organized crime in general.
In general, yeah.
I mean, we could appropriate. It's fine.
Yeah. We'll do that.
No, but I would say like I'm a multi-dimensional artist from East LA, and currently I'm really exploring my kinky side of drag.
Ooh,
nice.
So I wanted to bring Homo Clown around because he's one discovering his kinky side of drag, and so I wanted to ask some questions. Are any of you into leather? What do you think about BDSM? Is leather controversial, do you think? What about leather gets you going? When's the first time you noticed leather in a sexual sense? What's the deal with leather fetishes? What's the deal with leather fetishes? What about BDSM? What are y'all into, if anything? And more. Go off, queen.
I've always been like attracted to leather or like in the, I'm not a part of the community, leather community, but I always like go to like the leather bars and whatnot, and
bitch, that I like sounds to like see, you're a part of the
I know.
Leather.
Well, no, I like to go there. I like to see individuals in leather and shit. Like, then also I'm a vegetarian. I'm not vegan, so I'm like,
yeah.
I don't, see, but there's also animal leather.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's animal free leather too,
yeah.
Right?
Vegan leather, yeah.
Vegan leather, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe.
So,
so I've
leathered
heard.
Individuals.
So, but yeah, I think it's amazing.
More. Please explain why is it
amazing? I don't know. I just find it sexy. It's almost like
Tom Finland.
Tom Finland. So when I was in Mexico City, I ended up going to the Tom Bar. It's called, Tom Finland Bar.
It's in Mexico City?
Yeah, they had one in Mexico City.
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, it was interesting.
How interesting.
I mean, first it gave off the first vibe of like, it's like a regular bar, but also if you take either a staircase up or down, you can go into different parts of the bar. I didn't do that day.
Are those like fucking areas?
Yeah, like dark rooms.
Yeah.
But also it was, they had go-go dancers and whatnot, but it wasn't a lot of leather individuals at that time.
Leather individuals.
Well, I mean, people in leather at the bar. Okay. It was just like,
passerbys.
Yeah.
Mm. People who aren't in the leather community.
So, because I feel, like it's mostly just because like the events when you'll see a lot of more individuals in leather. Mm-hmm. At most bars, unless it's a real leather bar.
What makes you part of the leather community versus like someone that goes to like a leather bar?
Dropping the dime on a harness?
I don't right? I don't know, to tell you the truth, because I just feel like I think it's more of a community. Like,
yeah, right? It's like a sub-community for sure.
It's a community because they do like a lot of fundraisers and a lot of events that brings awareness to leather.
Mm.
But I think since I don't be part of those events,
what are you doing March 16th?
Huh?
What are you doing March 16th?
I don't know. Oh, you know what?
It's a Saturday.
I might be back in town. Yeah, that's like two more weeks, right?
Well, if you're down and to explore what leather is for you or just trying to figure out if that's your vibe.
Uh-huh.
I am doing a performance in Reseda at Sea Friends Nightclub. Have you heard about Sea Friends Nightclub?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's in Reseda, and my friend Yair is throwing a Latin leather bar at Reseda. And he invited me to go and perform and do a number. And I think if y'all are down, you can all go and check it out and see if this, you know, leather experience is right for you.
Okay.
If you ever wonder.
Be open to
March 16th.
So what is a leather experience? Since you are experienced, would you consider yourself a leathered individual?
I would consider myself a novice. I think I'm still new to it. I don't know the history, like specifically of Tom of Finland, but I've heard of Tom of Finland, but it really never resonated with me. So I would say I'm more of a novice, for lack of better words.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you're probably still more knowledgeable than we are.
Oh, wow. What makes you say that?
Because I don't really delve too much in leather myself. What about you?
No, I think it's hot. Yeah.
Mm. Tell us all you know.
Tell us.
Why is leather hot?
So, I mean, like, what's like the leather community? Like, is it like a subculture, or like, how would you kind of describe it? Like, this discussion of like, what makes you part of the leather community versus like an admirer?
Ooh. Can I repeat the question? I'm kind of like lit right now.
Because if you're a novice and we are considering ourselves below novice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what are things that you do that would be, I guess, different than somebody who's like not looking for leather? Who's like, what is your deal?
What is your deal?
We're all lit.
So no, basically, like, what drew you to the leather community? What made you want to venture out and see if this may be something?
Oh my God, that I keep like asking myself that question constantly, because it's constantly changing for me.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Yeah, I think it's like starts with being like really, really Catholic as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, I had to like hide away from like all my gayness. And when it came like into adulthood, it was really hard for me to even like think about having sex with another guy. So I kind of like said, well, I'm going to try this like taboo thing. Like, how does that work? And lately it's been like really receptive, and I kind of just buy with whatever receptive it is.
Okay. So you actually just went into it with an open mind and open heart.
Yeah, I try to. So nice. Far, so good. They've been so welcoming. So
that's good.
I'm going to like try to do that.
So how long ago did you start, you know, into leather?
Oh my gosh, last year I actually dove in head on without even like researching anything about leather. When I actually competed for Mr. Precinct 2024, I think.
Nice.
Is that true? Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I had to ask someone else.
We have verification.
Yeah, nice. 2024, and I didn't know anything about leather, but I was like, I'm going to try to do it because it's kind of how my drag is. It's like weird, obscure. And for some reason, when I applied, they're like, we want you to go and like compete for this title.
Nice.
So I dove in not knowing anything. And so far, they've been really, really receptive. And because I have a gig on March 16th at Reseda. Nice. Check it out.
Plug it. Do it.
Nice.
But that's amazing. So that... Damn, so that's like, is this like a state? Because I know they do a lot of leather competitions in regards of that. So are
it
you?
It was like a local bar, because sometimes bars have local titles.
Oh, okay.
Like there is another title at Bullet Bar. Have you heard about Bullet Bar?
Why does that sound familiar?
Yeah,
is that in San Francisco?
No,
North Hollywood, actually.
Oh, shit. Damn, I don't go past the 91. My bad.
Oh, yeah. It's way out of the 91.
Just take the like 101 North, I think, towards like Universal Studios, and like it's looking right next door. It's really funny. But it's a Bullet Bar and a North Hollywood, and they also have their own title called Mr. Bullet.
Oh, shit. Are you going to do... Is that a leather one as well?
It's also a leather bar, a leather title, and you can like check it out too.
Oh, nice.
So people different titles, different bars compete. Mr. LA Leather, which is coming up, I think, this year, actually. I forgot what month, but all these bars have these titles and they all compete for Mr. LA Leather.
Oh, nice. How can we vote for you?
Vote for me. Oh my gosh, I don't think I want to go back into it.
Oh, you like that?
No, I'm like and hit it and quit it sometimes.
I know that's right. I mean, that's okay.
It's a little bit intimidating, to be honest.
I mean, it was your first time.
You was in there. But I was like, if I'm not going to do this now, I'm not going to do it ever.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck it. And
what, did you enjoy the experience?
I did.
Nice.
I think the most fun for me was like doing a performance at Precinct, and it was called a category for, what is it? Fantasy. Like you had to have like a fantasy category.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I'm a clown and I want to do something stupid. So I was like, what if I had like a kiddie pool and I dress up like a leather mermaid and I asked like my friend Yair and Blon to like go and pee on me on stage. And I was like, that's fucking funny.
So did they pee on you on stage?
Yeah, but I can't do it with actual piss because it's like a health violation. But I was just like, my friend Yair is like, well, have you heard like the shit that they do at their Precinct Leather bathrooms? Oh my god, I shouldn't even say this. I mean, I'm gonna get canceled.
Very interesting.
Have you been to? Oh, let me ask you this. So, because I've went to, what is that shit in San Francisco?
Folsom.
I've never been to Folsom last year, and it was an experience.
Oh my god, did you like it?
I did, but I also was like, I needed to ease on in there somehow. But I also was like, I have a brother, and it was our birthday weekend. It was like, oh, let's just go to this street festival.
You took your brother?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But he's straight. He got more played than that. I did. And because you think it's something totally different than what it is, and it's just like pretty much a great festival.
What'd he say?
Oh, he had a good time.
I feel like you left that part out the last time you told us about this.
No, I did. Because he only wanted, yeah.
I also don't listen.
I know. That I know. Would you ever think about going to Folsom?
If I had the fucking money, geez.
I mean, that's true.
Have you driven to San Francisco, or did you like take the
airplane? Oh, no. We flew. Yeah. My knees can't take no long ride.
No. I'll probably go back if I had like a plane ticket.
Oh, yeah.
I can't like drive like 8 hours just to go and get like.
People still do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
No.
Drive 8 hours to be naked in the street. Be naked at home. Free. Could be naked on my camera on Insta Live if I want to.
So you all never been to like Eagle LA either?
I've been to the Eagle in
LA. I've been to the Eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you like it? Have you been to Eagle too?
Yeah, I've been to the Eagle.
There was this fucking, the last time I was there, it was like I started at Akbar and I met some weird Satanist and then he got me to follow him back to there. And then he was an asshole. And then I was like, oh, of course. And then I ended up leaving that situation like almost as soon as I got to the bar because he was just like a psycho. Anyways, it's interesting. It's cool. I like the giant monster wolf man. Is that still there?
Is that the Eagle or the Bullet?
The Eagle, because I've never been to the Bullet.
Oh, fuck.
Because I remember the last time I was there, but the last time I went
granted,
out,
the last time he was there was probably
in fucking Daisy Mae's day. Like,
yeah.
She old.
I feel so like, young then. Who's Daisy Mae?
Right. Like,
I think the last time I was out there was probably like 2016.
Child.
Dang.
Right.
That's the last time I was out in the streets.
Nice. But no, I've been once, but I wouldn't like on a Sunday. It was like, I think
like a beer bus probably.
Yeah. Because I rarely go out that way. But I had a good time. I always have a good time at those spaces. Have you ever been to Mineshaft here in Long Beach?
No, I've never been to Mineshaft or the Falcon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or the Falcon
I mean, they
North.
Don't rally. Or Falcon North. Falcon North would be more like a...
That's more leathery.
Leathery scene.
Mm-hmm.
Not leathery.
No.
That seems like I'm being disrespectful and I'm not
oh, I'm sorry. Me. Yeah, I can't get canceled.
I also felt like the Eagle gave me like a weird...
An STI.
Like a weird...
Probably so.
like everybody's kind of like got like a bitchy vibe attitude or like
that.
But or like a shitty vibe attitude but maybe that's just like the I'm a tough guy in leather
the aesthetic
vibe.
Of it all
so but I don't know
I kind of like it the chase of it all because it's you have to put like a facade and you know these are all bottoms for the most part. So like you kind of know what you're getting yourself into. Most of them are bottoms. The bottom chiming, but you know, it is what it is.
That is what it is.
That's good to know.
Yeah, as far as like leather, I feel like I've never had like too much experience with it. Like, I feel like my boyfriends have all alleged that they've been into leather.
Oh.
But then it's like, they really don't. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the furthest I've gone was like, there was like some cheap leather harness and just like it wasn't looking good.
Oh.
I was like, let's ditch this. And it's kind of like, now I got to pull it out. And I'm kind of lazy. Like, so I'm like, oh, now I got to put on this whole outfit. Just to fucking...
yeah.
Prance around. Just to prance mince around.
Or get it took and right the fuck off.
Right? Just to get what? These titties sucked? Anyways. But yeah, it's always like, I've never dropped a dollar for like a real leather harness. Because that shit's expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, oof, to get fitted at like a proper place. To get a cute one.
I got mine at Rough Trade for like $600 at the time.
And I'm trying to spend only $45.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your shit gonna itch.
Yeah. You're not getting nothing. I feel like leather bars or leather in general has like a very certain like vibe or aesthetic. And for me, it's like very like sketchy, seedy, you know, like, you know, like sex is gonna go down. Like, I always pair sex with leather or leather with sex.
Yeah. Are you into that hat? That like pseudo Nazi hat they wear?
Oh, the thing.
Yeah. I don't know about that hat.
You mean like just a rubber suit? What hat is he talking about?
They wear like a leather cap and yeah. It's like an Nazi.
Oh, yeah. Like like an officer or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. My bad. I don't know why.
There is a group of people who do like strive to look that way because it's like going back to like, what is it? World War II.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, because we're like, I don't know. I can't fucking say that actually. Yeah. I'm like saying shit for no reason.
Well, if you look at like Tom Finland, like the leather that they portray, a lot of it has like aesthetics to like police and military.
Yeah.
Like even Precinct Downtown LA, like Precinct, like a cop station, you know? So it's like, I feel leather all has a tie to like masculinity and like uniform, you know?
We love this like masochistic, like let's fuck the cop now after like they beat us.
Right?
What the fuck? Calm down.
Is it because of authority or just because they're cop? You're getting off of.
I think it's definitely authority. Because I feel, does that come into play with leather? Like, authority?
Well, let's talk about it.
What's your hot take?
Well, what are you into? Like, are you into, like, dominance? Or are you just, like, the idea of fucking a cop?
No, I don't want to fuck a cop.
Oh.
But I say, just in general, the vibe of it also, like, in the vein of Tom Finland, has, like, these cop aesthetics.
Actually, I got pulled over by a really hot cop the other day. Like, the other couple months, because I turned left when I wasn't supposed to, and so he got out of the car and he was extremely hot, and I was like, oh shit, like I forgot all about
you meant it another way.
I was like, fuck, take that nightstick baby and ram it in me now please. But I was very nice to him and I was just like, oh yes, what happened?
Yeah, what did you pull you over?
Oh, no, I didn't know what I did. What? Oh, where am I going? Oh, I'm just going to the store. Yeah, I didn't have work today, officer. Thank you. I don't know, but like I wanted him to rape me in that moment, but I don't support the police at the same time, so I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the authority part, because it's obviously not the cop part. Right?
I think so.
I don't know. Because I also want to fuck a fireman.
That's pretty hot. Like, hose you down with water or like.
It saves you from a fire and just like.
What's the scenario for you?
No, it's like we're in the firehouse.
We're in the firehouse?
Yeah,
okay,
like,
what else happens?
Like, I'm a fireman too. We're fireman buddies.
Not fireman.
And we're bored because obviously there's no fire going on.
It's raining today.
So we're like in the fireman basement or whatever. I have no idea.
And we're going to go down this pole at the same time. We're going to gyrate.
And then it's just like, you know how like pornos just like start and it's just kind of just, it just opens up and then we're just sitting next to each other and then the hands just go on each other's thighs. In like the police, in the, but we're already like with like the suspenders and everything.
Yeah.
It's very aesthetic. It's very fireman aesthetic.
I guess for me in that scenario, I feel like we're going to die. So we're going to have like get suited up. And then we're going to talk about our feelings before I die. And then we're going to go fuck inside the fucking building. And it's going to come down on you. And that's it.
We gone.
I love chaos.
She's beautiful. Yeah, I was going to say.
I think it's so hot. Literally, because it's a fireman, and, you know.
Because there's a fire. It's a fire falling on you.
What about you, Mike? What are you into? What are you and Chella are into? I'm really excited about to hear about that, actually. Is he like an orchestra teacher and you're like a student? Are you wearing a skirt? Are you like Britney Spears? Tell me about it.
That's so funny. We have gotten into like lingerie and stuff like that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've done that. That's fun.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Please, more details.
No, like wearing like...
What does this piece look like?
Oh, it's just like panties, like lacy panties.
What yeah. color are they? Are they black or like pink or...
These ones are beige.
Beige.
I know. It's so weird.
Is beige a hot color?
I don't know. I guess it just, I don't know. That's just what I got.
It's okay.
Yeah.
They're just like Hanes white.
Yeah, right.
Hip huggers.
Yeah. So, yeah, that. And it's like a little thong.
Oh, it's hot. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Any other pieces?
I tried a skirt, like a little skirt that got off of Temu.
Oh, shit.
How was the quality?
We're just talking. It was a piece that got like, and you know, what it paid for is good quality.
She said it worked.
It worked. It did what it needed to do.
It did it that day.
Yeah.
Nice. I think I don't have any pieces like that, but I did buy like a few harnesses, but like, not expensive ones. My shit is like, I use the ones that like can stretch sometimes.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Elastic.
And like with it, it's like connected with a cock ring and shit. And I didn't, okay. I really don't use a cock ring. So I was like, what the fuck is this thing doing? Just dwindling. But I also bought like so when I went to, what's that, Folsom? I was like, okay, let me, you know, I bought a couple of different harnesses. So my brother really didn't know what it was either. So I had an extra one. And so he put one on. And the one that I was going to originally wear was too, like, he's a little slender to me. I got big shoulders. So he wore that out to the festival. And I didn't wear anything because the other one broke. So that was that. And so, yeah, I don't really have any other kind of like sexy harnesses or items or clothing.
I have a lot of like sexy underwear.
I mean, who don't?
Are you a briefs kind of gal?
I'm a everything kind of gal. I just don't like boxers.
Me neither.
Those are disgusting.
I like it for the aesthetic though.
The aesthetic is a good one.
I'm more of a, what am I? I am a boxer briefs at work.
She's everything she says.
And a briefs at home. She's I'm a Calvin brief. Klein briefs at home kind of gal. But I also bought once like these, it was like a, I guess, what's the fabric? I don't know what the fabric was, but it was kind of like a thong material, but mm-hmm. It had like a hole in the dick. So then it's just like a dick popping out of my underwear, which kind of defeats the purpose of the underwear, but I got it. I didn't really like it.
I got it.
And then I have like this one underwear that is like sport themed. And it like almost look, it's like giving like football vibes on the crotch where there's like a like almost like a, oh, like a okay. crisscross of like
flags or something.
Oh no, like the
of like
football pants.
No. Yeah, I don't know. It's like it's tied where it looks like kind of like, yeah, I don't know how to describe it. I don't know sports. So I can't give you the actual terms. What else do I have? Just like a bunch of random underwear. That I never wear. Sometimes.
But not all the time.
Feeling extra spicy.
So what about you, homo clown?
What's up?
Do you, what kind of underwear do you have?
I'm more of a briefs kind of gal. And if I really want to feel sexy, G-strings.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, G-string is really, it's really comfortable in drag as well. Because all you have to do is just like tuck your dick behind it and you just pull it up.
Ouch.
Does that not hurt?
It does.
But you get used to it after a while then, huh?
Yeah, unless you have like big balls like me.
Oh, okay. So you probably got a meaty cat. I don't know.
Just don't punch me on my taint. Just
don't pass out. Your
do not punch drag queens in the taint. They will pass out. This is a PSA.
Just, have people done that before?
No, but it'll be funny though.
You just told the conservatives the secret.
What about BDSM? BDSM doctor. Are you into that? Do you know what that is?
I don't know what. No. I know, like, I feel like I know it, but it's like dominant master servant. Is that it?
It's, what does it stand for? Bondage. Bondage, domination.
Sadomasochism.
Bondage, domination, sadomasochism.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it discipline? Okay, discipline.
Who said that?
There we go. Bondage, discipline, sados, and masochos, all here.
Wait, have y'all ever taken that test where you have to determine kind of like...
Oh my god, yeah, I did.
I did too.
I forgot but it changes over time too.
Does it?
Yeah,
because like, you
change and evolve. Yeah.
What is it?
Like you answer a bunch of questions and it like tells you like your sexual preferences, like if you're a voyeur or an exhibitionist or a sadist or masochist. Yeah.
There was, I like, got brat. Things. Do you know what brat is?
I got brat. That's too. What I got. Yeah. But I think I don't think if I took it now, I would get that.
I think I'm a brat for sure. That's like my guilty pleasure. I'm a brat.
Y'all know what brat is?
No.
I got that also. That I was
a brat?
That I was 100%.
Like you're whiny. You're like, you're like a pillow princess.
But it also said that I'm 100% brat, 100% switch. I could switch it up.
Oh, okay.
On a dime.
Mm-hmm. Switch it up to what?
I don't know.
Do you agree with the brat aspect?
Sometimes. I think so. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. It's kind of like your horoscope. I don't know if I'm just feeding into it. Or if it's
you could be anything you want.
Mm-hmm. What is your horoscope?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Beyonce's a Virgo? Oh, Virgo's groove. Yeah. I feel like I have to ask everybody like their zodiac sign because it's an LA thing.
What's your sign? Chaotic Aries?
I wish. I love Aries. Sagittarius.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Horsecock.
I feel that like I'll try anything once, but like I'm into being, if anything, I would probably be like dominant.
I remember there was this one guy that I was talking to online, and he wanted me to put him in like a cage and leave him in my apartment while I was gone.
Oh.
And I was like, I get it, but like, I don't trust you. You're probably going to claw.
Right. You could probably get out this cage.
Steal my shit, dumb psycho bitch. But that's kind of like a lot of trust you have to have with people.
Yeah. I mean, that's also true. Mm-hmm. You have to have trust and understanding with all of these things.
Yeah. I had one of my girlfriends, she was into BDSM or she had an exploration of it. And she was telling me that her partner that she did this with, like, he would want her to tie him up and like wrap him up and like gag ball eyes and just like leave him there for like hours. And the way for him to escape.
Have you seen, what's that movie by Stephen King? About this couple who got into a sex position where she tied him up to a bed frame and then he died or something like that. And she, but she was still chained to the bed frame. So she had to like escape his dead corpse out of her.
Oh my God. What?
It's a Stephen King like film. Oh fuck. I don't know why I brought it up, but I thought it was like, wait, what if that happened to me?
What would you do?
Oh my God.
I always think about question. That too. Have you heard of, anyways. But yeah, that's always weird, right? Like, what if one of you dies? There was this other guy who was talking to me and he wanted me to punch him in the face. And I was like, I get it. And I'm done.
Okay. You,
but, Gerald's game. Sorry, I was looking like through my head. Gerald's game. It's called Gerald's game.
Oh, the
Stephen
movie?
King. Yeah.
Gerald's game. Rented on Netflix today.
I think it is on Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah. Watch. So she ends up like escaping, but she had to like her handcuffs. She had to like escape it by like peeling off her skin.
Ugh.
Just to get out of the bondage gear.
Cripple your hand.
Dang. You said you're into rape. What is it like? Sorry, but that was just like so casual. Like so in a sexual position.
That little direction.
I mean, you're right.
Oh, when I was talking about the police officer raping me.
Yeah. So if like if, against your will, if I was like chained up with like handcuffs, And if you have to like leave, I want to pull off my skin off my hand. But like you're into that, you wouldn't pull off your skin because you're into like rape.
I feel like if I was in that position, I probably wouldn't be like that freaked out where I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Oh! Because I like already know the person. I know they just died. It's not like you bump into a dead body in the street. You're like, oh my God, that's startling. But I was there when it happened. But I'd probably just shout out the window, help. Help.
I need somebody.
I live in an apartment where I'm pretty sure somebody would be able to hear me too.
Yeah.
So, and then I would just calmly explain the situation and they would probably understand.
What's the kinkiest like fuck you ever had? Let's talk about that.
There was this couple, and it was his master and his slave, and they wanted to lick the bottom of my shoes, and I was like, I guess. So I went over there, and the slave had a belt, and so I was choking him with the belt.
Oh shit!
And then I was like, having him like blow me, skull fucking him as his daddy was watching and like, I don't know, enjoying it, I guess. And then he wanted to lick the bottom of my shoes. And they're like my dirty ass fucking sneakers, yeah, you know, that I'm walking through the fucking LA in.
Oh, that's intense.
And so like I'm choking really him with the leather, with the belt. And he's like licking my shoes. And I'm like, all right, if that's what you're into, you fucking depraved bastard.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting his master to blow me too. And I was like, that's your stupid master, bitch. I'm both your masters now, fuckers. And then
you got the 2-for-1 special.
And I said, peace, bye.
I always want to put on a rubber suit. Wait, what? Can you hear me? Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking there.
And also the reason was because like it makes you feel constricted, or you're like,
right,
it's like a nice hug.
How's it taking it off?
Oh my gosh. So
that's why I feel like it might be crazy.
You have to wear like the specific silicone based water, silicone lubricant, but afterwards you'll be sweating so hard.
Oh my God.
Taking it off, it's like,
damn. It's a process.
It's like waterworks everywhere.
So what kind of gear do you have?
Oh, okay. So I have like that whole rubber suit.
Mm-hmm.
I also have like my drag masks, actually. A lot of people like associate my drag with BDSM, I think, because I typically just wear masks. And usually I use that also sometimes to express my sexuality. Coming from like a really Catholic household, it was easier just to hide behind a mask when it coming to terms with my gayness. See, and that's a segue for, you know, therapy session.
Me and my ex, we used to use masks. And then it was fun because it was like, it actually like helped him get out of his shell more. Because he's just like, I can be whoever I want.
Oh my God, he sounds so cute.
Yep. No, he was horrible. But yeah. So it's fun. Masks are fun.
Yeah, mask for mask.
Mr. Christoph, you don't do any mask.
No, I was just looking at you because I wanted to see some of your photos of your drag. I haven't been pleasure to see you perform yet, which I've hopefully going to put that on my to-do list. But these are freaking nice, man.
Thanks. Yeah.
But yes, I don't have any masks. The only mask that I had got, it was during COVID, and I thought I was the coolest motherfucker because it was like a zipper. So like it zipped and it was like leather, but I think it was pleather because of course it wasn't going to even fucking say nothing. But I was able to open it up and talk with the mask still on. So it gave that vibe of like a creepy sex mask or like a, almost like a blowjob mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, it was pretty cool. I liked it. Didn't use it for sexual purposes. Unfortunately, didn't have the chance. Then I lost the motherfucker. So,
I mean, you want to get your dick caught in that zipper?
I know.
I probably thought about, that's probably why that wasn't a good idea.
Sounds dangerous.
Damn. I didn't think about that.
That's the one thing I always like notice is like, there's a lot of dangerous sex. Like, are you going to hurt yourself with like that gigantic fucking dildo?
Oh, definitely. I'm Catholic as fuck.
Like I seen, like I was just watching a video yesterday of this guy, and he's just like basically shitting out pool table balls, and I'm like, lady, that like, and you could tell like some of them weren't just coming out, like he had to like fish them out.
Oh damn!
And I'm like, imagining like how that feels inside of me, and I'm just like, clack clack, and it's just like you have to like shift it out, like. It looked
like force it.
Yeah. Are you into that?
No.
Why not?
I'm not. I can't even. I don't. I haven't even bought them, so.
What?
Right.
Never? So,
I mean, no.
She a total top.
So, like, I can't even. Yeah.
Came
I think, well, remember what the one time I told y'all, like, I used a dildo once, and that didn't really go as good. So. You know, I got to stick to what I know, I guess. But, like, I'm into, like, I'm a pleaser. So I feel like, you know, like, I want my partner to have a good time. So, like, regardless of if they into some freaky shit, then I'm about to be into some freaky shit. I remember, like, one time one guy was messing around with, wanted me to piss on him. So after we fucked, we went to the tub.
He pissed on?
Your wish is my command. So, no. But, yeah, I'll try. I won't do, like, scat. In blood, but
same.
Other than that, I'll give it a twirl. You know, because they do a lot of crazy shit in bathhouses too. So I've traveled to a few of them. So I haven't engaged in some of those. Have you ever been fisted?
No, I have not
been fisted. I don't know why. Why did that come to my mind? Like I don't know. Like
no, I have not been fisted myself. I have fisted many a hole.
You've been the fister.
And then when I was,
I want to be a fister.
When I first got with my boyfriend, I was like, maybe you could be the one. But then it never happened. No. I never even like attempted. But no, I've fisted many a hole. They have to like use this like veterinarian like grade like lubricant.
That's really fun.
They have in like this like weird squeeze bottle that you like squeeze. Like, you know those like those Subway like ranch like bottles?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like full of like veterinary lube, and then you like squirt it all over.
Are you saying veterinary lube?
Yeah, it's like for like giving birth or something.
Oh, to like calves.
Yeah. And then it's like this extremely like highly viscosity like lube.
Mm-mm. And you said you have done it too, homo clown?
Yeah, I did. It was really fun.
You were the fisty?
I was the fisty. No, I was the fister.
Oh, you weren't the hole?
No, I wasn't the hole. No, I was like fisting this daddy. And he was really into it, but I'm a very silly person, so sometimes I can't get into it, so I started like chuckling a little bit.
Oh my god.
And I kind of felt a little bit bad
while you get fist deep in them.
Yeah, because I was also enjoying it, but I was just like, I don't want to make it seem like awkward or like I feel like I'm making fun of you. I just like I think it's silly sometimes.
I think that's why they're like more of a community, because it's like there's only like so many people who are into the shit.
That makes sense.
And then it's like you kind of gotta get with whoever's into it.
Yeah,
because I remember there was this one dude I was fisting, and he was in Hollywood, and he like had a whole setup, like a whole sling. You just like walk in, smash smash. But he was like telling me about this group that he would get it together with, and they were like all into fisting and stuff. And he was like, "But I don't know if you'd like it. They're like a bunch of like gross old guys." And I'm like, "Well, then why, if they're gross, like you're saying, why are you going?" But it's like, "Well, there's only so many people."
He's like, "You're gonna have no hold of foot."
I'm like, "I guess you're desperate enough for the action," because he wasn't like he didn't need to be desperate for somebody who would be calling gross.
Oh,
but I guess. There's only so many people.
Yeah.
Tips for any and all fisting inquiring individuals. Simple tip. If you are wanting to be a fister or a fisty, simply just put it on your fucking profile first thing. And then they'll find you, bitch. Trust me. They'll fucking flock to your profile. Trust me. It's worked for many of my friends who I've told this to do. What's the kinkiest scene you've ever been in, doctor?
I mean, I've gone to, like, orgies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, there's been, like, Den LA, where it's, like you go and it's just a bunch of people, like, there's, like, different rooms you go and have sex in. There's, like, one, there's, like, a room that smells like nothing but poppers, and it has like, this huge bed, and people, like, the bottoms will get on it, and, like, people just come and, like, fuck them.
Nice, mm-hmm. nice.
Yeah. And there's like dark rooms too. And there's a swing there. That was fun. It's cool. Like, that's also like a community because only so many people are into like group play in that way.
That's yeah, true.
What's the nastiest shit?
I have a terrible story about that, actually.
Tell us.
Okay, so this one time, I was at an orgy, and I got super fucked up. So I started, like, fucking everybody, right? So you have to do it at an orgy. And then I slipped on some lube and, like, busted my lid.
What the fuck?
Oh, damn. Shit.
Yeah, it was publicly.
Damn.
Not acceptable.
It was so hilarious,
though. Not your fault, though, like...
I know, but it was like a dispenser. It was just all over the floor.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the least thing I would expect to happen at my orgy. Like, fuck, imagine. Yeah. Sad.
It was really funny.
Epic fail, busted the... Did it end your night?
No, I kept fucking.
Nice. He said, I'm going to bust these motherfucking nuts. Fuck yeah. That.
But I have a scar on my lip. And I was like, oh, how'd you get that scar? I was like, I busted my lip at an orgy. Funny enough.
Too bad that sounds like a story nobody would believe. I got it at an orgy. Like, what?
Yeah, on lube. Busted my lip.
It's a funny story.
But like those orgies, like the one I went to at Den LA, like a lot of people there wore leather. Like predominantly people had leather gear there.
Yeah. Don't know. What's the kinkiest shit you have been a part of?
Ooh. It was for San Francisco, but it wasn't at... Folsom. It was this event called Horse Market. Have you heard about it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically I was happened to be a volunteer there because I really wanted to see if I really liked it. And I was in charge of like hooding the people from separating from the tops to the bottoms. And you have to hood them with specific colors. So the bottoms were like red and the tops were like white. So like anon sex. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
It was at San Francisco.
That's fun.
That was great.
I like that there's like a outfit part.
Right. A little costume.
It vibes with me because I'm like a fallen Catholic. So it's like hiding the shame.
There's no verse color?
There's no verse color. It's either red or white, I think.
Right.
Dang.
Can you trade out the hoods?
Yeah, you actually can trade positions. So after like the first 2 or 3 hours, you can like change into positions.
Nice.
So the plus is that you get to see like the pickings and see the faces, see if you're into that.
I always wanted to try anonymous sex, but for some reason, I just got to open my mind up to doing it. Like, I just feel like I got to.
Like, what do you mean exactly? But
like.
Like you've never gone into like you've never like gone into like a grinder hookups house and you're just like there's like face down ass up no meet no greet
no now I've
yes
done that but I've also seen this person so it's like okay. I've never done it like that
okay
you know what I'm saying but like sometimes when I was go to a bathhouse sometimes it's a dark room and I'd be fucking I was like you know what I just can't like I think I'm probably in my head but. Yeah, I was just like, sorry. Like, I literally, like, slid out and was like, so...
All scared.
But yeah, I'm going to open... I guess it's probably more of a mental thing or, like, a mental, like, barrier of some sort, probably.
That you want to know them really bad?
Like, I don't need to...
Need to really see a face? Bad. Need to see a face?
Right.
You need a connection?
Yeah, some kind of connection.
Are you a real person who needs a connection?
Yeah, but you know, it's still time.
We got time. What about would you want like that person waiting like ass up for you just for you, or would you be okay with like a cum dump as well?
I mean, I could. I mean, shit, I'd have done a cum dump, but not like in that setting where. It's
ooh,
just,
so
like,
what's the story? Tell the story.
I mean, I was at the bath house, so like I.
How is
I
that went not with, anonymous? Though?
Yeah.
Because I still seen their face.
I mean...
What depends? You don't have to, like, talk to them.
You just don't know their soul.
Well, right. That's but I know that hole, though. That's all that matters. Like,
right. That's a t-shirt. I don't know their soul, right, but I know their hole.
That is a good one. No, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that person as an individual, but, you know, I've seen them.
Because, I mean, technically, I've seen everybody's pictures on Grindr.
Yeah.
Before I went to their house.
Oh, okay. So you haven't done anonymous sex.
I mean, because
I feel like anonymous sex is just like You don't get to see nothing but this hole and in and out.
No, no, no. Yeah, right. I have done like, right? No, because everybody I've hooked up with has been like through a grinder. So it's not like I can't just like walk into a dark room and start fucking.
Oh, so you ain't lived like, through the Craigslist days.
Oh my God. Well, I did, but then that's still remember like getting
up. That was a quick second.
I missed the Craigslist days.
Because I've never been to a bathhouse.
Oh.
You never been to a bathhouse? Out. What?
Huh? You should at least try it once in life.
I mean, hey, I just haven't.
Hey, when we do our international trip.
Wait, so what is a non-sex and like.
Yeah.
To my knowledge, I thought it was just. Hold a dick, like you don't get to see, like, mostly if you go to a glory hole, like, you don't see who's...
Yeah.
I would consider that anon.
Right. Yeah. You know, you don't see who's sucking your dick.
Or anon, depending on where you're from. Depending
on your accent.
Yeah.
I mean, the most that I remember, I went and hooked up with a guy, and then his, like, room was, like, completely dark, and it was like, where are you? And I'm like, what are you doing? Are you like trying to like hide that you're like ugly or something? Like, what are you? Why is it so dark in here?
You're playing Marco Polo.
But I swear, like, I had a weird vibe that there was like a secret camera like in process. And I felt weird. I wasn't too upset. I'm like, whatever. But
nice.
I was just like, you could tell me. I would have agreed.
What about you, Mikey?
For what?
What do you consider anon sex or anon?
I mean, probably seeing not their face, right? Because I'm not going to, like me, I'm not going to be up with someone if I don't know what your dick looks like. That's like,
true.
You need that. So if, because there's one person I met up with and they asked that I just be like waiting for them, ass up, waiting for them.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did is I show them like how to get into where I was.
Mm.
And then we just did the thing. And I never saw them because I was just on my hands and knees.
I tried to be super anon one time during like pandemic, and like I came in because I was actually just trying to be like, you know, normal because I had my mask on, and I was like, I don't want to take this off. Can't I just like pretend this is an anon scene?
I felt so guilty, like going out and have sex during COVID times, because we all have to like stay indoors and like quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was like a COVID tester at the same time. So I felt guilty for like telling everybody, you know, 6 feet away while I'm like fucking guys at night with fat masks on because I was so horny. I'm sorry, continue.
No, that was it. A non-sex. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I see most people's face. I don't think I've... No, there was... Was that guy wearing a mask or a hood? No. There was one guy, one of the fisting guys. He had a mask on, I think. Am I imagining this? I don't fucking remember. Let's pretend it's true. I think the guy had a mask on his head, like a
hoodie,
like a something. Like,
was it like a puppy mask?
No,
I do got one of those too.
Do you?
Yeah.
So are because some of the pup masks are made from leather, right? So
yeah, or neoprene.
Mine was neoprene.
Oh,
yeah. Or neoprene, yeah.
Oh, so are they like linked or are they like separate communities? Is like pup
the pup community?
Yeah, because like they wore leather too, right? Or
it's like a subgenre.
Yeah,
I think so. I think they've become like part of like the community. They're definitely doing titles and being more in the scene. It's not like a popular as like before. Wait, no, it wasn't popular.
It was furries.
Furries? Okay, wait. Who's a furry? I can tell who's a furry.
How do you know?
I don't know. But sometimes, okay. Balto, I thought Balto was pretty cute as a kid. Is that considered furry?
No. Robin Hood.
Didn't like Robin Hood.
The Disney Robin Hood with the fox?
Yeah.
Him.
Did you thought he was cute?
He was fine as fuck.
Do you consider yourself a furry because of that?
No, because I don't dress. I feel like you have to
dress
up. Because I'm not part of leather if I'm not wearing leather.
Do you think they'll be part of the leather community regardless of what they wear?
The furry or the...
The furry being part, because that was part of your question?
No, the pups. Like the pups that wear the pup mask.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like they're just like a niche, right? A niche of the leather community?
I don't know.
A subsect? It's leather, but they're like doing a certain leather thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of the puppy play. It's cute and fun.
Yeah, what part of it?
I don't know. I haven't analyzed why.
How about you, since you have a mask? Or a
oh, yeah.
I could never. Yeah, and like, for some reason, I have masks. Sorry to make it about my mask.
I think it's interesting. Like I said, I'll try anything once. So I think somebody had an event, and I went to it and just had to. I couldn't really breathe in that motherfucker that week. But it was like one of the ones you pull away to breathe and shit.
Mm.
But then you ain't in uniform or like costume. Not costume, but uniform, or I don't know what to call it. But yeah.
You're not masked.
Would you be a puppy doctor?
No.
Maybe. Are you guys just cat people? Maybe that's what it is.
I'm totally a cat.
But when I went to a furry party, I mean, you can out be any animal.
I'm
you
a know? Dog yeah. person.
Right.
What part? What part of like you being into dog pup play is cute? Because I don't see it, and like I'm a cat person, but like I don't see it.
I'm trying to think. I don't know, really.
Because you think they're adorable when they're like
maybe
acting like a dog.
But you can also. Tell a dog what to do. So you're also giving orders.
Sit down.
And then there's lots of like big sloppy lick kisses.
Well, don't do all
that. I don't know. Yeah, me either.
I like a lot of sloppy, wet tongue.
No judgment. Just
an observation.
Just an observation. I'm just saying, darling.
Just saying.
See, and cat people know they can't control their cats. That's what they give no fucks.
Maybe it could be a fish play.
A fish person?
A bird play? Birdie play?
Tweety bird.
What else is there?
But yeah, but I feel like I don't have enough trust to like BDSM or like even like pup play because it's like about like dominance and I don't know.
Do you ever get like, do guys ever like want to like hit you? Slap your ass? Did they ever choke
yeah.
you?
Yeah. No. They ask.
Oh, does anybody never ask?
No,
does anybody
actually.
Ever just like pound you?
No, surprisingly. Good thing though. I would not like it. But yeah, like guys ask me to like spit like in my mouth or like like smack me or like choke me.
Are you into that? No.
It depends on the mood. Sometimes I'm not, sometimes I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It just depends.
You Christoph?
I mean the same. That's the when you're in the mood for it. But mostly in the mood.
Has anyone ever? Yeah. Has anybody ever like tried to dominate you?
No.
Never.
Mm-mm.
You've never had.
Well, you know what? One did. It's a flip that motherfucker. Like, what the fuck is you doing? And I just fucked them harder.
Yeah.
Because he was older than me too, so I think he felt like since he was older that he could try it.
Would you consider yourself a sub? Or a nothing, or like a not, you're not in that.
Either. Nothing.
nothing. I think it depends on the person. Like, I think it depends on the person.
And then do you have a persuasion? More dom or sub?
I'm like both. I get bored real easily.
You're a switch.
So what did I say? But I also have like two tattoos next to my junk that says dom and inverse. So like
Angel
I commit,
and devil.
Yeah, I commit. I have like sad and happy to clowns.
Smile now,
cry later.
Deal with the repercussions later.
Yeah, I would get off on like the adrenaline. I think that's part of like sexual
Are
gratification.
You into getting beat up?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up super Catholic, so for me, it's like easy. To fall back into that.
It's getting beat up.
Yeah.
There's like repenting while you're doing it.
Absolutely. Because it's like, if you're not doing it, then you're not really closer to God.
Do you ever do anything religiously, like religiously with your like art?
Yeah. Since BDSM is, you know, dominance, masochism, I do relate to the pain of gratification. It's scary how far you can go. And sometimes there's breath play into it, where breath play is you suffocate yourself and do asphyxiation, and how hard it, not hard, but easy is to fall back into it. And people have died just to like suffocate themselves just to get hard.
Oh, damn. Mm.
It's pretty hard.
Who did that? Bill Carradine?
Yeah, someone died from that, right?
I think a couple people died from that. I think China died from that. The wrestler.
Oh. I don't watch
that. Sound familiar.
Don't fact check me. It could be a lie. Any other BDSM or leather thoughts?
Right. Is it one that you haven't tried yet that you are open to trying?
Open to trying? Oof. I would say like bondage rope. But mummification is pretty great because they just wrap you around like with cellophane paper. Not cellophane paper.
Wait, what? Shrink mummification? Paper.
Yeah, mummification. Where they put you in wrapping plastic wrap. Like if you plastic wrap your TV or your couches. You get a Home Depot.
Saran wrapping you?
Thank you. Saran wrapping. And they pad you with bubble pie. And they put you like a mummy. And the idea of like not... the idea of not being able to like move. And just like, yeah, pure control over you at any moment. The idea of it, I can get off of.
That's funny. I'm not funny, but...
Yeah.
Interesting. Mummification. But you haven't attempted?
I've been taking classes at Reach LA. So Reach LA, I don't know if anybody knows, is like a nonprofit for the LGBTQIA plus people of LA, many resources. And recently they had like classes at BDSM where they had people show us, you know, the background of how BDSM started and ways where you could participate safely with bubble wrap and saran wrap.
Oh, nice.
And I hope they're bringing it back, but I've been taking classes there as well.
Interesting.
If anyone wants to check it out.
How long is a class? Like 30 minutes?
30 minutes to an hour. I attended three. I got to know great people from LA who like experience with guilt and not being able to let go from their traumas. And from there, I'm able to express like your boyfriend, yourself. And lately, it's been good.
Nice.
Interesting.
Check it out.
You want to check it out, Crystal?
If it's below the 91, you out.
Where is that?
I'll just be talking crazy.
Oh my gosh. I would ask you like to fuck me and just do like Mufasa. I am so down.
In a mummy. In a mummy suit?
In a mummy suit?
No, in a lion, in a furry suit.
In a furry suit? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. And so they all come together.
See? 360.
180. Anyhow. Any other BDSM thoughts?
No, not on my end.
Is there any?
I'm always open-minded about things, so I'm going to do some more research.
Does that make me a furry? That's going to be the question. Like, does this make me a furry?
I think the furry community has to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did I find out?
It's since... like you have to be a part of our club. We decide.
Oh, yeah? Are you a furry?
I'm like...
He's the secret president.
Who would I be? If you were a furry, what would you be? What would your animal be? What costume would you wear?
Mine would probably be like a panther.
Yeah, I think like I want like a Tony the Tiger vibe.
Because the motherfucker's
Tony the Tiger.
Not Tony the Tiger.
He's also hot. Right?
See? Okay, so it's not just me. Tony the Tiger's pretty hot. Balto's pretty cute.
You're validated.
Hot. Yeah. It's about acceptance, okay? The BDSM, leather comedians about acceptance, y'all.
What would you be, Doctor?
I don't know. My favorite animal's a duck. Imagine a little duck furry.
That's really cute.
Just be like really awkward animal as your furry.
I know, that's what I would do.
I'm a platypus.
I'm a platypus.
Perry the platypus.
What would you be?
Me?
Yeah. Oh,
that's another quick question. I would say like a snake.
A snake.
Yeah. A snake. Because I'm more like glitzy.
Sneaky.
Sleek. Shedding skin.
S
is a nose.
Oh, funny. Executive Suite has a furry night once
a
month.
That's the one
I wouldn't go to. But like, yeah.
I don't know if they still do it or not.
No?
I don't know, because I know before COVID, I was up in that motherfucker. That's how I
I'm scared if I walk in, it's like all plushy. Yeah. Like, I'm so overstimulated by so much color.
Oh, yeah, you will be.
Yeah. But also, it's kind of cute.
Oh, and they feel so soft, too.
Can you be a furry if it's like a registered trademark? Like, can you be a Hello Kitty furry?
No. I don't. This is like, they're not walking in. And, I mean, you could be whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Does furry.
But I don't think that. Yeah.
If you try to make money off of it, probably.
Like, if I came in as Mickey Mouse, does that count?
How? Because he's trademarked or not trademarked?
I mean, Tony the Tiger is obviously also trademarked, right?
See, but these.
But he's acceptable. What's the deal with that?
I don't think that's how that's going to go.
It's because no one finds Mickey hot.
No.
What about Bara?
Who?
There's like porn that's like Bara porn.
It's oh, I like that.
See, like.
But there's not enough of it.
It's like Tony the Tiger, but he's like, you
what's
know,
Bora Bora?
Being like sexualized. And I am. Oh, sorry, I hit the mic. Sexualized Tony the Tiger, but he's like muscly. If you're into that,
it's like gay muscle hentai. There definitely needs to be more out there.
More? Yeah.
It's not enough content. I consume a lot of pornographic content.
You went through all the genres. He's starting back over.
We need more.
Start back over.
I saw this person on Instagram, this Insta slut, fucking their hole with a dildo. But then, I mean, no judgment. But then he's like on Instagram with his wife and his newborn baby. And I'm like, what? Does she know this?
That's kind of hot.
Right?
Yeah, because he's a dad.
Because he's a dad.
He's a dad.
No one's into dad porn or just me? Yeah, if it's just
I want to know.
Not specifically like father, like he's saying father. I don't know, because everybody says daddy.
But everyone's, yeah, exactly. Like, if you say daddy, you're kind of into like dad porn.
Are you?
Yeah. All right.
I guess.
That's what I figured.
That makes sense.
Thank you.
Right, like.
The doctor. The doctor.
Doctor approved.
Damn, y'all aren't really like. No one's like, sticking in the mud.
Right. He's like, I ain't giving me shit. Thank Damn. You.
Do I have any other questions that we did not ask for? Let's see.
What's in your kink future?
You? Or anybody?
Anyone.
I don't know. Future. The future's wide open. I'm open to.
Absolutely.
Mine is being taken care of. I want to be a sugar baby.
For real.
Like, boy, you, right.
For real. Wow. It's hard.
That's the kink I want.
My kink is sleep.
Shit. Like, now they got these, like, money subs and money doms and shit.
I wish. I'm like,
money subs.
And oh, I have heard of these. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Explain.
I'm like, I mean, shit, you got to ask them hoes because I'm over here broke. I guess they like just how you are dominant. You dominate with asking for money.
Yeah. You're like, send me $500 now.
Give me that money, right. Bitch.
Yeah.
But it's also, what I guess it's in the
I mean, I've actually done that too. Oh. But they never want to give you the fucking money.
Right. That's true.
They always want to fight you for it.
They're
this
brats.
Not gonna be my king
they
shame.
Are brats.
Oh, not king shame.
I'm like $25. That's all I could get from you.
You got to work up now.
The fuck,
because we're in a recession.
It was
expensive.
It was right. The pandemic, so
rent is expensive. Sorry,
that is true.
I mean, if you're claiming to be a pictureless rich man from halfway across America.
You can at least
shell out
$100 minimum.
If I'm cursing your pathetic ass out, I always like was confused though. I'm like, am I actually abusing a person who doesn't know that this is part of the game, or it's like an innocent person that I'm abusing, or is this an actual?
Give me an example. Let's get into it.
Huh?
Give me an example.
Like, well, it's a thing where it's like they're the sub, but they're like. Wanting a real relationship and getting mad that I have a boyfriend and
you're getting off on that idea or
I wasn't getting off. Oh. I was assuming they were getting off. I was you was assumed wrong. The bag.
Gotcha.
Like nice. The dom master do. Like the baddie bitch do. You gotta collect the bag.
And it was like nope.
But they weren't trying to get me the bag. It was a very weak game, I guess.
You gotta work on that for next year.
Is that it, folks?
Yeah.
I think so.
So can you tell the listeners where to find you on your socials and if you want to get some follows or some likes and check out your work?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, HomoClown. You could find me next March 16th, Reseda, at Sea Friends. It's a Latin leather party. I'll be doing a drag number. My friend Yair is hosting it. And if you want to learn more about LA leather, especially Latin nights, come out.
Woo!
Awesome.
Thank you, Homo Clown, for joining us today. I'd like to thank myself, Nino, Christoph, Dr. Mikey, and once again, our very special guest, Homo Clown.
Thank you for having me.
From all of us here at the Queer OBC, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like you. Good night.
Good night.
Go to sleep.